Today's morning lecture will be based on a text from the Upadeshamrita. So it's not really a Bhagavatam text, but it has Bhagavatam subjects. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yat Krishna nama charita disita bhya vidya. Pitto pataptarasanasya naro chikanu. Kintva darat anudinam kalushaiva yoshta.
Kintva darat anudinam kalushaiva yoshta.
Svat vikramat pavatitat kadamulahantri. This is a very famous text. I believe many of us have knowledge about this text. It describes that the holy name is very sweet, but if there is a problem of ignorance in the consciousness, one cannot really taste it very nicely. And so here is the translation for you. The holy name, character, pastimes, and activities of Krishna are transcendentally sweet like sugar candy. But although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is so wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root. The holy name of Lord Krishna, his quality, pastimes, and so forth, are all of the nature of absolute truth, beauty, and bliss. Naturally, they are very sweet, like sugar candy, which appeals to everyone. Nascence, or ignorance, however, is compared to the disease called jaundice, which is caused by bilious secretion, Gallenflüssigkeitsausscheidungen. Attacked by jaundice, the tongue of a diseased person cannot palatably relish sugar candy. Rather, a person with jaundice considers something sweet to taste very bitter. Avidya, ignorance, similarly prevents the ability, or perverts the ability to relish the transcendentally palatable name, quality, form, and pastimes of Krishna. Despite this disease, if one with great care and attention takes to Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy name and hearing Krishna's transcendental pastimes, his ignorance will be destroyed and his tongue enabled to taste the sweetness of the transcendental nature of Krishna and his paraphernalia. Such a recovery of spiritual health is possible only by the regular cultivation of Krishna consciousness. I will read to you one more paragraph of this wonderful text. When a man in the material world takes more interest in the materialistic way of life than in Krishna consciousness, he is considered to be in a diseased condition. Prabhupada often would say to us that you can test your own advancement in Krishna consciousness by how much you are still at attached to the materialistic way of life and how much you are in opposition developing your natural, original and healthy taste for Krishna consciousness. The normal condition is to remain an eternal servant of the Lord. Jivera Svarupahaya Krishna Nitya Das. This healthy condition is lost when the living entity forgets Krishna due to being attracted by the external features of Krishna's Maya energy. This word of Maya is called Durashaya. I like this very much. Please listen to this. It's a definition of the Maya word. This word of Maya is called Durashraya, which means false or bad shelter. One who puts his faith in Durashraya, this false expectation to become happy in Maya, huh? Becomes a candidate for hoping against hope. In the material world, everyone is trying to become happy. And although the material attempts are baffled in every way, due to their nations, they cannot understand their mistakes. People try to rectify one mistake by making another mistake. This is the way of the struggle for existence in the material world. If one in this condition is advised to take to Krishna consciousness and be happy, he does not accept such instructions. We will leave the text for now because it has a lengthy explanation, but you are definitely encouraged to read the whole purport. Let me now speak on this subject matter. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nittinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The point of the text is very clear, but how to apply it is a big mystery and a secret and something we absolutely require to understand and apply in our lives. The text says that at this moment it is very difficult for the conditioned soul to taste and relish the sweetness of God consciousness, where the holy name and holy pastimes and characteristics of Krishna are there. It's very difficult to taste it because we are covered by nations. What this really means is we almost lack the senses to understand transcendental subject matter. It's like a blind man who sits in a beautiful landscape and just cannot see it because of his blindness. It's on the other hand quite easy for us. Hare Krishna, oh how beautiful. I think the deities become more beautiful every day. They're very nice. Oops. Hare Krishna. See, why is it so difficult for us to to go into a deep ecstatic relishing of the holy name. Although we derive a lot of encouragement from our scriptures and from older devotees, it's because we have senses which just cannot grasp transcendental things. We can see the things of the world, but we can't see Goloka Vrindavan and Krishna's beautiful pastimes and the spiritual world. We just don't have senses for this. Even though we see pictures, we really don't relish or see. Once Prabhupada was asked in Shridhar Mayapur, Prabhupada, how does Krishna look like? And he showed at a picture behind him. But knowing well that the person who had asked the question had still material senses and would not see with these material senses the real beauty of Krishna, he said, and then when you finally see him, he looks completely different. You know, this means our senses just can't grasp. They can't, you know, take spiritual things in. They can just only fathom or grasp or experience the things of this world. And therefore, material life is tangible for us, but spiritual life is untangible. And that's why it's so difficult for us, despite a lot of encouragement, unless and until we develop our spiritual perception again. At the moment we are like blind people who even in Krishna consciousness, who walk through a beautiful Zen garden and cannot see anything. No, we cannot smell the flowers and so on. It just doesn't work. And at this stage, my dear devotees, there is only one thing which can help you to somewhat see and to somewhat relish. It's only one thing, and if you lack this, you will be blind and not able to hear. What is it called? Dumb, I think. Is it called dumb? Deaf, I'm sorry. Deaf, you're deaf, and you are not able to pronounce things spiritually. Is that dumb? That is dumb. Blind, deaf, and dumb, you know. Oh, Krishna. Only one thing can help you. And I really want to take your time now that you understand this one thing. This in the life of devotees, this is a great mystery. And it's like a gap in their knowledge. They don't know this. And therefore, it remains difficult for them. But if you have this one thing, which we will talk about in the lecture, you will see all of a sudden, you open the eyes a little, the ears are opening a little, and lo and behold, the tongue is loosened and can start to vibrate transcendental thing. This one thing I will not tell you in the beginning, because it is a very, I want to make you a little curious. Oh, now everyone goes, no, you will hear it, don't worry, you will get it. But first you need to be a little bit more eager. This one thing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I will make a cut here, and put a cliffhanger in my lecture. Hopefully he doesn't cheat us and he talks about this one thing which opens our spiritual senses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there is a marketplace it's like almost a virtual marketplace. You know, it's not like a real, you know, like a market which we know about. And in this marketplace, there is one item to be purchased, and that's the Holy Name and different revelations of the Holy Name. We will hear about this more. In the beginning, you get only the Holy Name, but later, if you can, if you are qualified, you will get the Holy Name, and when you chant it, you all of a sudden envision the form of the Lord. And this marketplace was opened in Navadvip. A few, maybe 1 month or a little bit more ago, we went with a group of devotees to visit this marketplace. I remember Madhava was there, Amala Harinam, Janavi was with us, Bhanu Nandini, Chaitanya, Rasa and his wife. We got a little boat, little Bengali boat. We had to wake up the boatman. He was sleeping. And we wanted to go to this marketplace. So this Bengali man was pushing the boat. We were singing on the top of the boat. It was a beautiful morning in Shida Mayapur. We saw people taking their bath in the same river where we were driving. It was very peaceful, very nice. And then the boat landed at one bank, and we went up the, there was a staircase, I remember. And then we went to this one place, and there was a devotee greeting us. His name was Avadhuta Maharaj, a very nice Bengali Vaishnav. And he told us, you are now on a marketplace. We didn't see much. We saw a building in construction. Yes, he said, you are on the marketplace of the Holy Name. And I said, oh Maharaj, but I have no money to buy the Holy Name. Can you give me money? And he said, he touched my head and blessed me and said, yes, yes, no problem, no problem. And then he gave me, he talked to me in the ear, and he said, your money with which you can buy the Holy Name, the smallest currency is, smallest amount is Shraddha, faith. And if you think about it, if a blind man who cannot see and who cannot hear, hearing is good, you know, a little hearing must be there, but let us say he's blind and dumb. But also he cannot hear, but he has faith in the person who guides him. Then although he is blind, he can go almost everywhere. If he has faith, if he has no faith, he cannot be helped. He cannot move forward on his path. This Shraddha is also what you need, and here I give an answer to my question. You need to start your practice in the spiritual life with this Shraddha. Then you can move forward. If you don't have this faith, then you will not move forward. I've seen many devotees who hear that the name is identical with Krishna, but really, if they are honest, they don't have faith in this. And therefore, they don't feel that when they chant, they associate with Krishna. They don't have that understanding. Whereas those who have faith can can immediately get some relish and some feeling. Yes, I'm now in the vicinity, I'm in the presence of Krishna. See, the mind, means material mind, does not produce faith. The faith and the intelligence is also not able to produce faith in transcendental subject matters. The place from where faith is generated in spiritual subject matters is the soul. This beginning faith, which opens the door for spiritual realization, that is a sign of the awakening soul. As long as the soul sleeps and all its faculties or abilities are shut down, and you only have a mind and an intelligence which can think about material things and understand and analyze material things, the faith will not come to you. Faith is when you is born, when you meet a genuine devotee who has spiritual experiences and who somehow touches your heart and your soul in such a way that you also feel the awakening of faith happening in your heart. Then you can walk the spiritual path. If this doesn't happen to you, you don't have a paisa. Paisa means the smallest currency in India is, you know, there's a rupee, and then in older times there was an anna, there's a small conch shell like this, but nowadays it has been replaced with paisas. Only in some villages of Bengal they still pay with little conch shells, with annas, I've seen. Yes. So the smallest thing which can help you to start your journey into the holy name, into this amazing adventure which will eventually help you to meet God in full color and full revelation, that is Shraddha. Now, this marketplace, when you come to this marketplace which holds this item, which is a marketplace where you can buy God, so to say. I'm giving this analogy from this ancient work called Sri Godrum Kalpa Tavi, which will be the basis of our Japa and Kirtan retreat. It says, according to the amount which is paid by the customer, that is you, one shall receive the corresponding commodity or item. But there is a mystery. Once the customer has paid and received the holy name and chanted the holy name, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda and his partners, the customer is reimbursed his original payment multiplied many times over. Let me explain. You go and you want to start chanting the holy name. No? And you have the smallest currency, a little faith. So you get the holy name, you relish the holy name, like I saw you yesterday when Janavi was singing to Radha Gopinath. You were there and I could see some of you, or most of you actually, were relishing the holy name very much. You, because you had paid a little bit Shraddha, you had a little bit faith. Let me sit here, you know, I can eat later, I can always eat, I'm already anyways too fat, you know, no need to eat all the time, you know, I have faith that by sitting here my time is best spent. No? You had this little faith. Now you got something from that experience, from chanting, you got something. But here's the mystery is there. Although you paid your faith, or you gave your faith was increased. More came in. Imagine, you go to any marketplace, let us say you want to buy a new laptop, and you buy the money for the laptop, say it is, I don't know how expensive, I think it's about $200, huh? Or maybe more, $500, no, $480. We bought for our secretary a laptop in New York. And then when you look into your pocket, wow, I have more than 400. Let me, wow, I have $4,000 now. What has happened in this unusual marketplace? Then I can buy more laptops. Very good. This is the analogy. You invest a little faith, and this is necessary, a little faith in your spiritual practice, and as you do it, your faith increases so that you can get much, much more spiritual results. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is so happy with this fact that he says, Boro suker kabogai, boro suker kabogai, surabi kunjete namahate kuleche, kodanitai. Nityananda is the salesman, you know, and he asks Kodanitai, where's someone so wonderful as Nityananda who gives me the item, who gives me the taste and the holy name, but he gives me much, much, much more buying potency back into my pocket so that I can get more and more ecstatic taste in Krishna consciousness. Kodanitai, 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 Kodanitai. Where is someone? He says, I'm singing you good news. Listen, listen. I'm singing this with the greatest happiness. At the place known as Surabhi Kunj in Sri Navadvip, there is a marketplace of the holy name. And it has now been opened by Lord Nityananda. This is my good news for you. Listen to this. Then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks of the customers. Here, page 43. Who is the customers? Everyone in the world. But they must have money to purchase the goods. However, there is a secret. Goods bought with counterfeit money, that's false money, which you have printed in your own printing shop in the back room of your apartment. Goods which you buy with this false money also becomes false. This has happened a lot in our movement. We have tried to get the holy name, this which is non-different from Krishna, but we have not always taken care that we have, you know, had right money, the good money, that means good faith, transcendental faith, that if I just chant Hare Krishna, all my problems will be solved. We didn't have this maybe, and therefore we didn't get the real name. It was a counterfeit item, you know. Like I have heard, there are Swiss clocks which are very good. They look a little bit like this, but then the Chinese imitate it, and then it looks exactly like a Swiss clock. This is, I think, a Chinese clock. it has that cheap vibration around it. I hope I don't offend the bearer of the clock. Huh? Then it's and it looks like a good Swiss clock, but I can guarantee you, soon it will just the things will jump out of the clock and bing. You know, the materials are not so good; they are not real. So if you don't have that Shraddha, that beginner Shraddha, you don't have genuine money, then you don't get the real thing. What is counterfeit money? What is false money? What are the wrong things which you bring to this? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, good money is, it sounds so Jewish, you know. I'm sorry, maybe that's not political correct, you know. It sounds so monetary, you know. Genuine money refers to pure intentions, good intentions. You want really the real thing, which good intention, which means full of faith, and you have no desire for your own benefit, your own, you know, what is in there for me. Counterfeit money refers to impure intentions. In exchange for counterfeit money, one receives only counterfeit goods. In other words, in exchange for mixed devotion, one gets only the shadow of the holy name. The shadow of the holy name it lacks that taste, that ecstatic taste, and can't satisfy you. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur ends by giving us a few advices how we should chant. And this is so beautiful that you can benefit from it. It's a little more advanced. I don't think those who are come for the first time will understand all this, but don't worry, we can't always talk to the eternal neophyte. So here it comes for you. First of all, when you are standing at the counter and you want the holy name, you must introduce yourself as a humble servant of Gauranga and Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Sri Gadadhara and Sri Vasa. The way we do that in our practice is we chant, before we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasa Digo Bhaktavinoda. You introduce yourself, my dear holy name, I have no qualification, but by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda's mercy and the rest of the Panchatat, but the most mercy, your most merciful incarnations, I want to now obtain the name. I beg for the name by the, and you know, I'm not alone. There are people who back me up. It's the Panchatattva. Yeah? This is the reason why we chant, even if we don't have qualification. You must take this mantra, which will help you to qualify. Then, one should have qualities. Do you know what qualities you should bring when you go to that marketplace? Shyamananda Prabhu, you look as if you have these qualities. Meekness. You must be meek, humble. You must have some mercy towards others, not a selfish idiot. I'm sorry, this was not the right way to say it. You know, don't be selfish in your spiritual life. That is a problem sometimes. Only me, my advancement. No, take care of others as well. Then you must be tolerant, prideless, you must have pridelessness and respect. And then, it is very interesting, now Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about kirtan. When you do kirtan, you must do it with midanga and karatals. I very much appreciate it when Krishna Das joined us in the kirtan with his lively madanga play. You wanted to make sure that the madanga sounds correct. You changed one madanga which sounded like a football, I noted, and you got the right call. You know, it must have the right ring, because it's, we glorify the holy name and karatas. And there must be favorable discussions and public lectures. This is what's happening now. I hope it's favorable. And at the time of chanting, one may dance in ecstasy. It's very important. Then you get the real name. You must dance in ecstasy. Wonderful. But wait. How you should dance. Now instructions for the dancers. Listen. The singing of the glories of the holy name and the dancing in ecstasy should correspond to the devotee's spontaneous emotions, not merely to the tempo, beat and tune. In other words, there must be some feeling in your chanting and in your dancing. If you just... You know, sometimes I have seen, you know, I've made a hidden candid camera photos of devotees dancing. And then I put next to them people in the fitness studio. They have the same expression sometimes. No emotion. No spontaneous devotional feelings. No. When you chant in the beginning, don't do so much tempo. Don't do so much beat. No need to have the most far out all over the universe tunes. We want to connect first of all with Krishna. Look, you know, when you start your chanting, become aware of the person whose name you chant, and then some spontaneous feelings will come. You know? I could see this today. A person was chanting japa, a wonderful grihastha, and his little daughter jumped on his lap. And I was there, I watched the scene, and the grihastha was saying, "Ooh," and he said the name of the little girl. I don't know, darling, maybe darling, you know, it's a nickname. And you could see some connection was coming. Unfortunately, it was only to the girl, which is also nice, you know, to the little daughter. It should be like this. You should chant and sing, you know. Krishna is coming. Like for this Grihastha, wonderful Grihastha, his wonderful daughter came and some emotions came. He was smiling. And he had, it was actually a beautiful scene. He had a small japa mala for his little girl in his beepak, and he gave the japa mala to his little girl. She started, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna." And he started, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna." Feeling genuine relish. This is how you should chant. And not the tempo, not the beat and tune should make you dance, but your spontaneous emotions of, for instance, gratitude or appreciation and so on. One should avoid excessive preoccupation with musical tune and beat. Avoid. These genuine emotions should affect the hearts of the listeners like borax which melts gold. For you, those of you who have not studied chemical science, you put some borax, peep, 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 on the, it's a, like a liquid, at least at my time it was liquid. You put it on gold, and then the gold starts to melt. So genuine spiritual emotions in kirtan are appreciated because it will make the heart of the chanter melt. Whatever it is, it is good, Bhaktivinoda says, it's good to express one's feelings for the Lord through song and dance according to one's natural rising of transcendental emotions. The behavior of irreligious people who just pretend they have these emotions is not required. Rather, it should be avoided. So, let me summarize here. If you wish that the Holy Name will be given to you with some little taste, you must bring Shraddha to the counter, a faith to the counter. It is this faith which is a spiritual thing, and without this you will not get the Holy Name. You will get some false imitation, some shadow of it, which will not nourish you. So this faith, we will hopefully become rich with faith in this Japa and Kirtan retreat. Faith which we get by devotional discussions, but also faith which we obtain by genuine spiritual experiences which we will make. This will help you to chant the Holy Name with taste. That is called this chanting with faith is called, you will relish the sugar cane juice of the Holy Name. It won't be just bitter any longer. You will start to get the sugar cane juice. I remember last year we were at Govardhan and we were circumambulating Giriraj, and at the end we always went to Kusum Sarova, and there was a sugar cane wala, a person who had the sugar cane juice, and our party just was drinking buckets of sugar cane juice, and it was flying all over the mouth. We became all sticky with sugar cane juice, and but no problem. We took a bath afterwards in Kusum Sarova. So this is what I wish that all of you will make this experience, to chant the Holy Name with some faith, and Krishna will reveal himself. You know, there was once a little boy. He had to go every day through a forest which was dark and dangerous. And his mother told him, you have a friend. If you call out the name of the friend, you won't have to be afraid of tigers or any wild animals. Your friend is called Gopal. So this little boy, very small little boy, had faith. Mother has said, when I call out Gopal, then Gopal will come. So next time when there was some unexpected noise in the jungle, he went, Gopal! And immediately the Lord came to him and said, what do you want? Oh, just, you know, I'm afraid to go alone through the jungle. Come with me. So every day he would walk through the jungle, and when he felt afraid, he had so much faith in his mother's words, he chanted Gopal. The Lord came and went to him to the edge of the forest, and then the boy could go alone and go to his Gopinath school. His school, it was not called Gopinath school, but so at the end, when he had finished his education, his teacher wanted to know from him, you were so fearless and everything. Yes, I have a friend called Gopal, and I'm actually telling the story wrong. At the end of his education, there was a ceremony where the teacher and Ganesh and Saraswati had to be worshipped with and so on. So the teacher said, next morning this ceremony will take place, and all of you should bring either rupees or something we need for the ceremony. So when the boy came home, he asked his mother, Mother, can you please help me? Can you please give me something for the ceremony? But the mother said, I'm so poor. We have nothing. We have no rupees, no paisas. But you call Gopal, and Gopal, he is rich also. He will say he has nothing, but he is rich. You call him. And so the boy went the next morning when he was going to that final ceremony. He was calling Gopal. Gopal came, what do you want? This time I want something, you know, for the ceremony. Aha, said Gopal. I'm poor. I'm only a cowherd boy. The ceremony, I have no money, but yeah, they need yogurt. So you take this cup. And he gave him a cup like this. It was a clay cup, not a stainless steel cup. It's full of yogurt, and you will see when they, when the teacher uses the yogurt from the cup will fill again and again and again and again. You will see. So the boy went to the ceremony, and he said to the teacher, I'm so poor, but I could only bring a cup of yogurt. Ah, said the teacher, we need tons of yogurt. And he just started to pour the yogurt onto the floor, just to show, like in Belkane, when we are in Belkane, when we show our displeasure with something, we go, you know. And so he poured like this, but as he poured, more and more yogurt flew out of the cup. He asked for a bucket. He filled one bucket, two buckets, three buckets, 5, 10 buckets. And then he gave up and he said, what is this yogurt? Who gave you this yogurt cup? The boy said, Gopal, my friend. Gopal? Is it that Gopal? The boy said, which Gopal? The only Gopal. Can I see? So the boy said, yes, you can come with me to the forest. I call him and he comes. So he went and took the boy went and took the teacher along and then called out in the forest, Gopal! Gopal! And then Krishna came again. But this time he just hid behind a tree and he looked to the boy and he made signs. Not for him, not for him. So when the teacher said, where is your Gopal? The boy said, there. But when the teacher looked, he couldn't see. He could not see because he didn't have Shraddha. Only if you have Shraddha, if you have faith, will you be able to relish the holy name. Not if you have no faith or counterfeit, wrong faith, means wrong intentions. That's why I like some, that's what I liked about the Radha Desh Mello. I was surprised when the organizer told me, Maharaj, this is not about people or the kirtaniyas. We don't want to advertise the kirtaniyas so that only devotees come to their top 10 kirtaniyas, you know, top 5 kirtaniyas. It's about the holy name. That is the, should be the intention. We must praise the holy Krishna for his own sake. It's about not our enjoyment, it's about giving enjoyment to Krishna. Then spontaneous devotional feelings will rise in your heart when you do this service for Krishna. And as a result, some wonderful things will happen. So in this Japa and Kirtan retreat, we hope to make you rich people. Rich with Shraddha and the other currencies which will come to you. These are the happy news which we are singing. I'm singing news of the greatest happiness at the place known as Suravi Kunj in Srinavadvip. The marketplace of the holy name has now been opened, and Lord Nityananda is the proprietor himself. Hare Krishna. We have reached our end. This is what our Chinese watch is informing us. Hare Krishna. Do you have one small question? Yes, I saw you first. Where does the initial Shraddha, the initial faith, come from? It cannot come from our own psychology. That it's a transcendental thing which is not produced from the mind. It comes from someone else who has Shraddha. That is why we feel so much indebted to Srila Prabhupada, because he came to the West with that tremendous faith, so that we also started to become enlivened, and Prabhupada's servants, which include all of you, they can now give this faith if you have it. If you don't have it, you can't give it. You must. This is explained by Jagadananda Pandit. He says the living entity is, you know, going from one body to another. Oh, one death and a new birth. Next death and a new birth. From body to body to body we go. Then finally we meet a genuine sadhu, and the sadhu says, stop, 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 stop. And he begins to talk to us about Krishna and Krishna's name. And at that time, we begin to feel something in our heart. Oh, I've wasted my life so far. Now I will go the spiritual path. It's you start. The faith propels you now to move on in the spiritual path. And you know what happens when Krishna sees that now you have taken that faith from the heart of a sadhu and placed it into spiritual practice. You still don't really know. You have not yet seen Krishna in his sakshat darshan, but you have faith. This will work. Then Krishna will start to protect you from the influence of Maya, so that you can change your old ways, that Maya doesn't constantly pull you back into the old ways. No? Krishna gives you strength, and then he will reveal himself. Thank you for your question.